been quite lucky.
You've tried it,
I've tried it, but not like the old people.
I see. All right. Now, are there any kinds that one can cook in the ashes? You mentioned pone a while ago.
Oh, yes.
What about that?
Oh, yes. They made it like that. And then it was, they had a oak, embers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd break that up, and they would put them in the ashes. And then they'd have so long before they turn them over. Mm-hmm. And then they would turn them over. And they would know by the time it would be done, because the steam would come oozing up through the ashes. And then they'd take them up, and then they'd wash them off, and then they'd dry up.
And I bet it was delicious.
I can't remember eating. I remember seeing somebody bake one once, but I can't remember eating it myself.
I see. Well, now, there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called... The kind that we buy at the store, what do we call that?
Well, we call it,
I imagine any number.
Well, a lot of different names that we have, we have so many. We have this Roman meal bread and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of bread. Of course, the Roman meal bread that we buy now is something similar of the Graham bread that I told you about, the Graham flour that they had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
A donut.
What is it?
A donut.
All right. Now, if you take a lump of dough and dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it, what do you call that? Any particular thing that you call that?
Dip it.
Just don't put a hole in it. Just take a spoon and dip the dough and drop it in the fat. Is there any other name for that? No, I just, that's what, same thing, huh?
Just a fried piece of bread, I guess.
Yes, all right. Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time, and you eat them with syrup and butter. Well, what would you call these?
Pancake.
All right. Are they always made with wheat flour?
No.
Okay.
No. They have something now that they call a pancake mix.
Mm-hmm.
But always when I cook them, I always use self-rising and flour, and I always beat some egg and some milk, and then I put the flour in there, and then I get it kind of thin, and then I just merely grease the old black skillet I have and put them in there and turn them over and then butter them. Mm. They're really good.
I'm sure they are. I know they are. All right. Now, you went to the store to buy two what of flour? You went to the store to buy two what of flour?
Two sacks of flour.
All right. If you want it in small quantities, you just wanted to buy two?
Small
sacks. Suppose it wasn't even a sack full. You just need a little bit more. So you went and bought only two what?
2 cups full.
All right. Now, we can buy sugar by... in a large quantity, and then we have the small bags of sugar. That comes in
the 2 pounds.
Yes, that's right. All right, what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a little packet and is dry.
Yeast.
What is it, please?
Yeast.
All right. Okay. Now, what do you call the inside part of the egg?
Inside.